At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
None of those things are taking somebody's career into doubt, which is what he did with Gary Payton II.
Yeah, agreed.
No doubt.
Agreed.
And none of those things are attacking a pre-existing injury, which is what he's doing right now to Steph Curry. Let's keep going. 888-957-9570. How about that guy in Oakland? What's up, that guy?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Appreciate you taking my call.
Hey,
I got three quick takes. One is about last night's game. Initially, I was a little disappointed and upset by it, but I see Steve Kerr's move on that. It's a chess game, and he knew he was coming into a hostile environment. He had a game to play with. He's like, well, let me just let these guys wear themselves out. If it gets, take the temperature of the room. If it gets too hot, we're just going to close up shop and let the young kids go. And that's what he did. And then as far as the topics, guys, Divs, I'm a little disappointed in you as a fellow La Merindan. I understand you're up in my town now, Motown,
yep.
Moraga, that you're taking this stance, because there's two differences here. The first one is, and I'll use other sports as an analogy. If you know Brady's got hurt ribs coming into the game and one more shot is going to get him out of that AFC title game, then of course that's dirty knocking him out. But if you hurt him during the game, if you're boxing and you bust the guy in his nose and if you keep going after that nose, that's a little bit different than coming into it and you send a linebacker around the edge full steam ahead and take Brady out. That's saying a few things. That's a bad look. That's saying that we are not as good as him. We cannot win if he's in the game. And we're going to do anything we can to take him out because we knew ahead of time he's hurt. It's different when you knock Brock Purdy out of the NFC title game and it's a one-off. And you knock him out and you win the game. This is a dirty, dirty dude going after something that you knew was already there that you didn't cause. But you're going to target it because I am not as good a basketball player as Steph Curry. The Houston Rockets, we are not as good as the Warriors. So we're going to try and get rid of him. And that's what I take from Dylan Brooks' comment. It's a difference there. You knock a guy out on a plain hit, sorry, that's the game. But you target something that's a pre-existing, you're a dirty player. You are not as good as him. And I got a new name for that guy. It's instead of Dylan Brooks, it's Villain Crooks.
It's a good uptick. I don't know if he's committed any crimes, but I like the rhyme scheme.
Here's the other thing. Could I just, before you respond, throw this in? I'm almost uncomfortable with when we're making analogies to football. That's literally the problem. A lot of people keep watching these basketball games and going, these don't look like basketball. They're like, you're not supposed to go hit guys in this body part or that body part. In basketball.
It's a contact sport.
It is a contact sport. It is not football. It is not football.
No one's saying that it is football. No, but
some of it looks like that right now.
Well, watch the New York game tonight, and yep. I was looking at the last game that these two teams played, and there were 52 fouls called. And if you want to look at game 4, Rockets and Warriors, you could have called 70 fouls because there were fouls almost on every play and every action. So the nature of basketball, it's not football. And I disagree with the notion that just because you didn't cause Brady to have hurt ribs that you can't go in there and go after the ribs. Of course you go after the ribs. If he's compromised and you can make him more compromised.
It's different in football because the ribs are literally the only place you can even touch a quarterback anymore.
And that's fair.
You can't hit his head. You can't hit his legs. Well, you better hit his ribs.
If Mahomes is playing in the playoffs on a bad ankle, then you're going to try to go after the ankle. You're going to try to tackle the guy and make the ankle worse.
No, there's no doubt that it does happen. I've already said that to you a bunch of times. And there's no doubt that it does happen more in football than it does in basketball. But in this particular case, especially in this sport, the idea that you're going to openly admit, I'm not, it's not just a hard foul. It's not just physicality. I'm not just guarding you closely. I am purposefully, I know you're hurt, and I'm trying to hurt it more. And like, it's dirty. It's dirty.
Fine. It's just dirty. It's the reality like, of the sport.
Yeah, but
the reality of pro sports in the playoffs.
Well, reality is fine, does not make it okay. There are a lot of things that are reality that are not okay. Racism, reality. Okay?
You're going to compare this to racism.
No, I'm going to compare it to anything bad. Anything right. bad. I know you hate scooters. Reality. Not good, but reality.
Fine.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. It's dirty. It sucks. I wish it weren't a part of this. I hate watching him play basketball. I wish the refs would do some more things about it. I hate it. I can't stand watching the guy hoop because he doesn't want to hoop.
Yeah, so
he wants to hurt people.
That's not true.
It is.
And you're characterizing his entire night, his entire career, based on one thing.
Are you kidding me?
You just said he doesn't want to hoop. You just said he doesn't want to hoop. That's what you said, and I'm listening to what you're saying.
It on one thing. It's literally what he's done for his career, constantly. We just had a caller say he's doing this stuff at Oregon. No matter what our technical director thinks.
Yeah.
The guy has literally made a career out of this crap, and it sucks because you don't want to know what gets tucked under the covers. He's actually good.
And he's playing around. Well,
he's a good player. Why don't you just play, dude? Just play. You're a good player.
Well, he is playing.
No, he's not.
And this is part of him playing.
He's over the line. Well, he's over the line.
If he's over the line, then the refs should enforce it. And they haven't done that enough.
Correct.
In your eyes and in the eyes of many people. So to just say that he doesn't want to hoop, I think is inaccurate.
He doesn't. He wants to do more. He wants to be Mr. Tough Guy, and he wants to get in everyone's faces, and he wants to laugh when he gets Jimmy Butler to call him a B. This is who he is. He's way more interested in this stuff than he is just knocking down threes. And you know what? Good for him. He's made a bunch of money doing it because he's a bigger name now, and he's a tough guy, and the Rockets are paying him to do that because all they've got is babies on the team, and they need someone to be like Ime Udoka, who didn't have nearly as much talent as a basketball player. All of it. Yeah, that's who he is. And I would wish that he would be better because that stinks. That stinks to go out and say, what I'm going to do tonight is be a dirty player. Why? Aim higher for yourself. Let's go to Scott in Fairfield. Hey, Scott, thanks for calling.
What's happening, guys? Thanks for having me on the show. Happy Friday Junior to you both. Let's get ready for this game tomorrow.
I like Friday Junior.
Speaking of Dylan Brooks, the guy's a sucker, man. He doesn't deserve my breath. He's a punk. He's a sucker. I'll leave it at that. To get off topic just a little bit, Friday, tomorrow, Game 6. Takes me back over the last decade. We had Clay. Game 6 Clay for the last decade. I want to know, what's your take? Who's your Game 6? Anyone, Game 6 for tomorrow. Who's the superstar steps up? What do you think it takes? What do you think they're going to come out with? Who do we crown that new Game 6 to? I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
Oof, that's a high bar. Thanks, Scott. I don't know if we're going to be that nickname was earned with some pretty generational stuff.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the Memphis series in 2022 where they were down by 50 at the end of 3 in Game 5, and they lost, and then they came home, and Clay had 30 in that Game 6. 11 of 22, Steph had 29, and they knocked Memphis out. A Memphis team, by the way, that had Dylan Brooks and Steven Adams on it, and forever Warrior, DeAnthony Melton was on that team as well.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, D. Melt.
If I remember correctly, in that game six, Dylan Brooks had like 30 points.
Yep,
he had an amazing
exactly
game.
11 of 28.
Good basketball player. I wish he would highlight it more. He's a good player. He should lean into his gifts and play basketball.
Isn't this on the NBA for allowing that loophole in the rules?
No doubt.
Loophole? About contacting the shooter?
After they release the basketball. You can hit their hand and there's no foul. It's what Steve Kerr said.
What Steve said, called the dumbest thing
Isn't
ever.
It just normal for teams to try to take advantage of that?
For sure.
Why not? Like, if it's not a foul, and if you shoot and your follow-through has been completed and your hand is up there, as long as it's not egregious or violent, in which, but as I mentioned earlier, one of the two where Dylan Brooks challenged, I thought was over the line.
That's what I'm saying. I think that that's the key word when you bring that up is incidental. What's legal is incidental. A lot of this is not.
Yep.
It's just not incidental. Incidental is like, there's nothing incidental about Dylan Brooks' physicality. All right. Steve Kerr in 45 minutes. A lot of you want to weigh in, so we're going nowhere. We're going to continue with all of you, all guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? This is
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Willard and Dibs.
Spencer, corner three, up, no good. And the rebound to Knox on the offensive end. He turns a fadeaway over Thompson, bounces up, no good. Rebound deflected, Key gets it, layup, he missed it. He smoked the layup, and now Brooks is fouled in the backcourt. And Brooks gets up like somebody threw him down. And now Jackson Davis and Şengün. Jackson Davis just shoved Şengün. Şengün was mouthing off to Jackson Davis.
Bay Area, it's Trace Jackson Davis. Catch my head coach Steve Kerr with Willard and Dibs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
Signature moment of TJD's Warriors career so far, probably.
It's up there.
You know?
That's a good one. Pat Spencer's probably for sure.
For sure.
Getting in the mix like
for
that.
For sure. Steve Kerr in 40 minutes. More of your phone calls until then, 888-957-9570. I guess I'm just surprised because there's no debating whether or not this happens in sports, but I don't know that, like, just because something happens a lot, I don't understand why that makes it okay. I know you pretty well. You call for integrity in a lot of places in life.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you have integrity. That's kind of what I, like, why don't we sometimes call for it in sports? Like, we do that where we'll see something that's out of line. It's not okay. It's not productive, by the way, for the league, larger league as a whole. It's why football won't let you touch a quarterback anywhere. It's because they want their quarterbacks on the field. They don't want them in hospitals. So, like, it's not productive. It's not helpful. And it's totally out of line. But we do that. We'll shrug and we'll go, that's sports. Well, no.
Well, it potentially is productive for Houston, and I don't think that Dylan Brooks is thinking about this from the overall NBA brand. He's not thinking about the association when he's doing this. He's thinking, if I can get Steph Curry even a little bit hampered, let alone if I can get him out of the game, they have a better chance of winning. And that is
correct.
And I don't look at what he's doing and think about it in terms of, you know, being as dirty as what he did to Gary Payton II, for example. Like, that was beyond the pale dirty. Where
I'll agree with that. That's worse. And, yeah, that's worse.
That's one of the worst things I've ever seen. And like the Amen Thompson hit on Jimmy Butler, whether or not it was dirty, you could say that, oh, he lost his balance. And yep. It's debatable. I didn't like the look of it, but it's not one where, you know, you've got a guy with a pre-existing injury and now you're going to try to chip away at that and you're trying to hit the thumb. I think that that's pretty standard. And whether or not that's integrity, I think that that's just what you get when you're dealing with pro sports.
Yeah, but I mean, like I could compare this to so many things that are out there in our world where, like, well, it's explainable. It's explainable. If somebody's desperate and doesn't have a lot of money, are they allowed to rob a bank? Well, that's what poor is like. Like, wait a minute. Like, no, you have to stay within the rules, and you have to, I would like to at least call for people to have integrity with what you're doing. This is completely lacking integrity. And he said it. That's what's crazy to me. He's literally admitting it.
No, I've been playing the game. Shoot. If you're going to come play the game injured or whenever you got, it's all about the game. You know, if I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time.
The question is, are you swiping purposefully at his thumb?
And he says, no, yes, I'm just playing the game.
For complete, for all the context, he was asked actually by Ron Krojcik of the Chronicle. Bob Fitzgerald on Warriors TV said multiple times that it looks like you're purposely swiping at Steph Curry's thumb. What are your thoughts on that? That was the question.
Right.
And he starts with, I'm just playing the game. That's the first thing he said.
And then he defines the game inaccurately by saying this is what you do in the game, when I know 80% at minimum of the league would be like, no, that's not the game. The game is not searching for someone's injured body part and attacking it completely outside.
I don't think that it's completely outside.
Of course it is.
And that's your opinion. And
yes,
the league does not share that opinion.
Draymond and Steph and Steve do.
Of course, because they're his teammates.
And you don't know that the league doesn't share that opinion. You have no idea what
the league
thinks.
Has the league spoken to, fined, suspended, or taken any action?
They wouldn't.
They did when he took out Gary Payton.
Yes, they did.
Because I've already admitted
to you that that's worse.
Of course.
That's worse.
I don't think that this is so far outside the lines to where, you know, and he's actually, what he said in his answer is, nah, I'm just playing the game.
Right.
And then he goes on
Based
to explain.
Based on his definition of the game, which is a wackadoodle definition.
According to you.
Yes.
I don't think that
I can only sit here and host this show as me.
Or anybody else in Houston. I wonder what Houston Rockets fans think about this exact same topic.
Of course.
So you're citing Steph and Draymond and Steve. Warriors, fair. If you asked Amen and Ime and Chengun.
Well, of course.
Right. So, I mean, what are we doing? We're going to use...
What are we doing? I mean,
his teammates, of course, are going to cape up for Steph.
I'm not talking about the rest of them. Dylan Brooks, this is not something that's new.
No, of course not.
This has traveled to different uniforms, different cities, is very well known. It's very, very well known. What is furthering this for me, A, is that here we are again. Here we are again with Dylan Brooks' behavior taking over a series, number one. And number two... is this guy openly, after the game, being like, yeah, that's what you do in these situations. And I'm like,
no,
most people don't. You do, and certain others do, but most don't. Ask Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Kristaps Porzingis if they think this is normal. If they think that Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is totally fine throwing Jason Tatum on the ground, going after his wrist purposefully after he had already missed a game with a wrist injury. Ask him. They don't. It's not okay.
Right. There's another example, though, of it happening in these playoffs.
I've never denied that it happens, but it shouldn't.
Well, and it does, and it always will.
And more fouls should be called, and flagrants, and suspensions when it's this clear.
Well, I don't think that this is that clear. You've got a guy who's challenging a three-point shooter, and Is he being overly aggressive in his challenge at the point of release? Probably. And the one that I looked at from last night should have been called. The second one, he made contact with Steph. It looked incidental. Probably shouldn't have been called. So this is not KCP throwing a guy to the ground with a bad ankle. This is somebody who is trying to play hard basketball. And I'm not going to sit here and defend him as a good guy, but I don't see this as so beyond the pale that the league needs to take drastic action.
They can't, unfortunately, because he has not been successful enough with his efforts yet. That's the only reason.
Well, they could. They certainly
can, but nobody finds people for, like, if he went after Gary in the air and he'd whiffed, you're not suspended.
Well, you can issue a flagrant after the fact if you see something.
Not if you whiff.
No, if you make contact on Steph like he did in the first quarter, you can look at that and say, whoa, not only should that have been a foul, that should be a flagrant.
Well, and I'm working my ass off for 4 hours right now to make sure that's exactly what happens tomorrow night if he connects. Because that's what should happen.
Well,
and that's why they're talking about it, and that's why we're talking about it, because it's completely out of line. It's completely out of line. Boxer and Gerson work injury, attorney's text line. 510's got a question for you. If I'm playing dibs in match play, should I accidentally shake a driver right into his head to win? Is that the way we do it?
That is a horrific analogy.
Doesn't matter. The point stands.
Well, that's not the point.
Yes, it is. We're trying to win. So it's okay, right? Because we're trying to win.
Dylan Brooks is hitting a golf ball. This is the akin of driving a golf ball into somebody's skull. I think that we're getting a little bit over the top here with how we're describing this situation.
That's not the point.
No, that is the point.
No, the point is...
And earlier you made a comp to like a felonious crime. I don't think that Dylan Brooks is doing things that are beyond the pale.
That's not the comp. The comp was that because you keep saying that this is sports, so it's okay.
Right.
And it's not.
It is sports.
It's not.
And just it is okay.
Just because it happens does not make it okay. It's literally against the rules.
What else is against the rules? Like
all kinds of
pushing
things.
Pushing a guy out of bounds and they called the foul.
No,
like there's so many things that are against the rules that aren't called. Right. And they don't call a lot of things.
And they need to.
Well, they don't.
They need to.
And they're not going to.
Yeah, they will.
Like when Draymond Green sets a screen and he moves, that's against the rules.
Okay.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about a guy driving a golf ball into my skull because we're having a match play?
Dibs.
This is not what Dylan Brooks is doing.
That's not what he's trying to say.
I'm going to spend 4 hours defending Dylan Brooks.
This person is trying to say, are you okay with purposefully injuring your opponent in an effort to win?
Yeah, it happens. So
that's not the question.
The question is,
are you okay?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. You're out there trying to compete.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
How many examples have you already given where that happens?
I don't care if it happens,
but
it's not right.
But it's the way it goes, Mark.
No, we don't do that.
Draymond Green has done it multiple times.
Don't come to me
to win.
Then don't come to me with your scooter crap anymore. Because that's the way it goes.
I can say whatever I want, scooter crap.
Well, then so can I.
If you're on the sidewalk on a scooter and you're going to run into me, I have a choice to either jump out of the way or,
it happens.
And it also might happen where you catch an elbow.
It's actually brilliant play because they're trying to get around you.
Yeah.
So any means necessary.
That's right. Because me walking down the sidewalk is the same as the NBA playoffs. That's a good analogy, Mark.
I mean, it's only because you're not allowing the analogy to breathe. These things are all completely attached. The idea is, are you cool with, by any means necessary, trying to win? And it sounds like you are. Idris in Hayward, next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Idris. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So my reception is cool. You know, I get where you're coming from, but at the end of the day, Brooks is not a dirty player. It's like, look, if you find out that one of the better players is favoring his left knee, and you say, make him go to his left, every time. He wants to play injured, make him go to his left. Oh, your hand is hurting, come in the paint and see what happens. That's just how it goes. Now, if you deliberately cheap shots and dirty plays, zero tolerance. I don't think Dylan Brooks is like a straight-up dirty player. He can actually ball, you know what I'm saying? And when they ask him about, Steph Curry want to shoot threes, and I'm a biggest Steph fan. If you want to shoot threes and turn around and shimmy and do night-night, I'm going to swat at that hand every time I get a chance. That's what it is. It ain't exactly like clean, but I wouldn't call him dirty and psychotic. But God bless him. Let's get Spencer some more time. He seems like he's not too big for the moment. God bless you both. Love you.
Andrews, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I see that very, very differently. And I think that Dylan Brooks is long established as a dirty player well before this series. This isn't the final answer on Dylan Brooks. We got that a long, long time ago. I do think he deliberately goes after people to injure them. And I do believe he said so into a microphone last night. So if you don't want to call that dirty, that's fine. That's your opinion. I find it to be, quite frankly, the dirtiest player in the NBA.
But whether or not that is the case, I don't hear his soundbite and think that he is out there trying to do things that are dirty. He has an opponent who has a hurt thumb, and he's going to try to challenge that injury.
And I think that that's dirty.
It's only dirty if he runs over during a timeout and grabs his thumb and tries to bend it back. Now, that would be dirty.
No,
if he tries to challenge a three-point shot and he's extra aggressive, I don't necessarily think that's dirty.
This isn't extra aggressive. It's targeted. Okay. That's not aggression. That's dirty. Dave in San Jose. Hi, Dave. What's up?
Hey, guys. 50-plus year listener of Bay Area Sports. First time I've ever called in. This conversation really inspired me to do it.
Thanks, Dave. What's up? What's on your mind?
And you guys are the best afternoon show around, so that's why I'm calling. Anyway, long story short, two reasons. I mean, Dylan Brooks, I'm going to defend him because you have to have an intimidator, right? I played college football, high school basketball. You know, you throw that for him. Sure, you're sending a message. Brooks is sending a message to Curry saying, oh, I got you. I don't think he's ever been suspended or kicked out. I mean, well, he's been suspended but not kicked out for injuring another player. And number two, the NBA loves it because it's drama. We all love drama. You guys love it because it's drama. So two reasons. You got to have an intimidator on every team. Dre does it. And we all love it to talk about it because it creates excitement. And that's why people watch the NBA and listen to you guys. So,
well, yeah, Dave, thanks. Actually, he has been thrown out. If you remember correctly, he was thrown out of the game when he hit GP2 in the air. You have some very fair points. It creates drama. Does the league love that? Sure. I tell you what the league will not love. Let's say you get to game 7 and Steph can't play. The league's going to hate that. And they're especially going to hate their Minnesota versus Houston second round because their ratings are going to go into the toilet. Now, that should not necessarily be on the mind of the refs. I'm not calling for the Warriors or the Lakers or anyone to get an advantage over somebody else. That's not what I'm saying. But I do believe that leagues are absolutely in the right to protect their players and especially protect their stars because that is actually the drama. That's actually the draw that people want to see. But I'm not saying I would be defending this if he was going after a role player's thumb. If Buddy Hield had a hurt thumb, I would feel the exact same way about this. I understand where you're coming from on the drama. There's no debating that. But an enforcer that you talk about does not need to play this way. There's all kinds of enforcers in sports, and there's people that can enforce that physicality without doing it outside the lines of integrity, and that's what I find this to be. That's all.
I don't find it to be. I think it's in the gray area of the lines. I don't think that this is so beyond the pale that it's so obvious that this has to be absolutely stopped in its tracks. And you know, what he said is he's just playing the game, and this is the way he plays, which is why he got suspended a few years ago.
Right, because it's illegal.
He got suspended a game for the foul on GP2, which it was a foul, and it was a flagrant two, and then he got suspended for the following game as well. So if he does something that's that egregious, then you can talk about punishments that fit the crime.
Steve Kerr in 25 minutes here on Willard and Dibbs. Thank you for all the interaction. Let's keep it going. Brian in Fremont. Hi, Brian. Thanks for the call.
Hey, gentlemen. I use that term loosely, but I appreciate this. A couple of comments. So, would you equate what Brooks is doing to Johnny sweeping the leg?
A Karate Kid, you're talking about, yeah.
That is a hell of a reference, Brian. I'm actually old enough for that, that one flew right over my head.
I don't even know if the sweeping of the leg is allowable. And if it is, I'm not sure about a karate tournament if you're allowed to sweep the leg, but he clearly, the guy from the Cobra Kai says sweep the leg, and Johnny sweeps the leg.
And Brian, yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Yeah, it's technically he got warned for it, but he didn't get kicked out, didn't lose the match.
Well, it was a movie. I mean, yeah.
And Brian,
yeah, like if you want, listen, I get it. If y'all want to be old school about this, be old school about it. Go ahead. Be old school about it. I'm not old school. That's not the way my brain works. It's not the way I like to watch sports. It's not the way I like to watch anything. You know, I don't spank my children. I don't like and by the way, make all kinds of mistakes on those types of fronts. But I'm not old school. I'm not from the rough and tough, this, that, and the other. Got to deal with it. Oh, well, too bad. Sorry, so sad. Like my brain doesn't work that way. And I don't think that just because we see this in sports, that somehow makes it normal or okay or the way all athletes think. I think this is a very large minority, especially in basketball. I know Larry Fitzgerald one time. I remember getting to interview him at the Super Bowl, and he talked about – go ahead. So – he talked about how he would go around to defending players on the other team before the game and tell them where to hit him. Think about that. The other team, hey, hit me high. Even if I might end up getting concussed, like hit me high or get me in the shoulder or get me in the ribs, because that's not taking my career into your own hands. But if you hit me low, you're taking my career into your own hands, and I'd really like, I've got a family, and I'd really appreciate it if you didn't do that. And these are conversations that athletes have with one another. What bothers me about Dylan is that I think sports comes from a place where inherently at the base of all of it, the same reason that they all shake hands afterward is there has to be a respect for your opponent. And Dylan lacks that at a very, very high level. And yes, for those of you who want this answer, yes, Draymond does too sometimes. Yes, he does. Not at the same level, but yes, he does. And it's not my favorite part of Draymond. Absolutely. So if that helps you all see it a certain way, we can do that. There has to be, I believe in sports, a respect for your opponent. And Dylan lacks that.
Okay. And I don't know where the respect line would be drawn, because you're out there trying to compete and you're trying to win games. And, you know, there are a number of plays over the course of a game that are excessive and happen outside the lines. And, you know, we don't ever bat a second eye, whether it's a screen 35 feet from the basket where the offensive player just steps in and throws a shoulder and just buries a guy, illegal screen. And, you know, the defensive player crumples to the floor. Those are things that happen all the time, but we don't really pay much attention to it because it's not Dylan Brooks.
Well, no, we don't pay much attention to it because that's not targeting a pre-existing injury, which is totally different. And I'm not sure why your comps keep leaving that out.
I understand that's exactly what you're saying.
It's totally different.
You and I have a difference of opinion over the relative morality of this, because you're a pro athlete playing pro sports and you're trying to win the game. And you've got somebody who is hampered. So are they supposed to just, by any means necessary, stay away from the thumb because Steph Curry is the face of the league and he's got a bad thumb?
I didn't say that.
I'm just asking you what you're supposed to do.
No, you're supposed to not by any means necessary go after the thumb. Because basically, if we were to go by your rules, you would be cool with the idea of Dylan Brooks purposefully knocking Steph Curry out of the series, even if it meant he got thrown out of a game, because what are you going to do about it? Who cares? Rockets win if that happens. And like, you'd be cool with that.
Well, this is what happens in pro sports. Yeah. I mean, it is. It just happens.
And not often.
You've got,
number one, not often.
Pro football players who will take a 15-yard penalty, even if it results in them getting ejected, to try to take another player who's really good out of the game.
I just don't understand that happens response. Everything happens.
Right. It's just the reality of pro sports.
It doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make it okay.
It doesn't make it, I think, that much out of the norm. And you know, you made a reference to KCP, that something that happened a week ago, and it's the exact same thing. Except, injured player gets targeted by an opponent.
Yes.
To try to hurt him.
Yes. And it's totally out of line. It's totally out of line.
And I would say that incident is a lot worse than what Dylan Brooks is doing. Dylan Brooks
is the exact same thing.
Well, he's trying to play basketball. He's trying to make basketball plays with a little bit of extra in there to try to see if he can't get a piece of Steph Curry.
I think your description of what Dylan is doing is off, in my opinion.
I think your description of him and how he's acting is also off.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, again, those who are experiencing this game have been pretty definitive about it. And then when given the opportunity, he did nothing to dissuade the opinion against him last night.
Why would he? You know?
Why would he? I don't know.
Because he's feeling like, you know, the Warriors are coming down on him for the way he's playing.
No, he's admitting.
It's pretty clear he doesn't care.
Yeah. No, that is right. Evident. Yes. It is very, very clear that he does not care. And it's also very clear that he does not believe that he's good enough at basketball to actually win this series by playing basketball. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr in 20 minutes. We can also, in anticipation of Steve, get back to the idea of whether or not last night brings any concern to you. Does that mark things that are on the way that are of concern? Or are you still in a comfortable spot with regard to tomorrow night? I think the Rockets actually made mistakes down the stretch that set things up even furthermore for tomorrow night. I think the Warriors are going to win this series in six. I always have, and I still do. Last night did not knock me off of that thought at all, but obviously a very disappointing performance. We can get into that. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Spencer with the rebound. Here come the Warriors. Spencer shoveled to Moody. Takes his time. Three ball up. It's no good. Tipped up and in by Knox.
Hey, these guys are going to feel it here pretty soon. They are absolutely going to feel
it. It's a 14-point game.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, you are, and that man's going to be here in 13 minutes. Steve Kerr, and after last night's game, after all of these games, cannot wait to have an extended conversation with the head coach of the Warriors. What's his thought on gamesmanship versus dirty? What is his thought on at what point did he want to pull the plug? Or even just the way it looked last night. Like, for me, part of this, you know, we had a caller earlier talking about how, hey, we're in sports radio, we love the drama. A piece of last night was not disappointing because the Warriors didn't close out the series. It was disappointing because it was like, dude, y'all didn't even give us a night. Like, I'm looking for a night every time we do this. I love it. We build up to it. We're so lucky enough to be the ones that often lead people up to the start of these games. And lovely Christy and I are on, like, we're trying to be in a different spot each one. And make a night out of it.
Nice.
I've had, I think, more alcohol in the last week and a half than I've had in the last 6 months of my life. And so I'm like,
let's drink.
Yeah, let's have a night. And I'm like, by the time we got to where we were going, it was like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, them being up 3-2, I just don't find disappointing at all.
Not at all.
Or surprising either.
I'm not surprised. You and I both thought they'd win it in six. And when you win it in six, that means you have game six at home and you're up 3-2. So here we are. You said Warriors in six. I said the same. And even going into last night, the more I thought about it, Warriors in five, I didn't feel it.
That's
a tough
hefty
one.
Ask. Yeah.
It is. And it's a travel. I know both teams travel, but role players play better at home. And the Rockets came out and straight lambasted them early and often, and it got worse. And I'm kind of with you where I was home with the sick kid yesterday, and so I'm just marking my whole day around that game, that tip. And, you know, I'm doing all the things with a whiny 2.5-year-old who's, you know, 102-degree fever, and it's brutal. A long day gets longer.
Yep.
And I was listening to you and Grandy when I could during the nap, and I'm like, God, I wish I was there for this. And then the game started, and it was like, oh, I waited all day for this?
Yeah.
And I'm here for the drama, which is why Game 4 is one of my favorite games ever, because that thing was full of everything.
It's like a night and a half, that whole thing.
Yeah, and good I do Lord. Think that tomorrow is going to be more like Game 4 than, even if it's the reverse of Game 5, I don't see the Warriors just straight blowing Houston out.
No,
they're
don't
allowed
either.
To.
I don't either. You're still dealing, I think we got to remember this, you know, it comes back home, and so you go, okay, we can relax a little bit. You're still dealing with desperation. You're still dealing with an opponent that is facing elimination. And that's a hard thing to shake. The Rockets proved last night that they are not one of those teams that's going to just sort of go, okay, we made the playoffs. We're only 22. You know, this was a great experience. And, you know, if we can extend it, great. But if not, like, they didn't do that. They came out and played a phenomenal basketball game. Give them credit. They deserved it. They ended it early. They took everybody out. Awesome. Now, tomorrow for them is harder. It's harder because now you're on the road and you're facing a Warrior team that now needs to react. Every action gets the reaction, and the Warrior energy is going to be much higher tomorrow. So tomorrow's harder, but the Rockets are going to give every single sweat gland a workout tomorrow. So I'm with you. I do not see tomorrow as being stress-free. It'd be great if it was. I don't see that. I see something that, hell, could be a clutch game, is at least going to be, you know, in shouting distance in the fourth quarter. And you're going to have to handle that. But I also like the Warriors' personnel in that situation tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm normally here for all the drama, and I love the close games, and I like the nail biter and whatnot. But tomorrow, I would not be adverse to Warriors being up 15 early and winning by 15 or 20 and taking some of the stress out of it. I do like the high-stress games, but in this case, with a 3-2 lead, if it's a nail-biter, if they're down six with 6 minutes to go, that might be a little too much for me.
Oh, I don't want down six with six. I could see them being up six with six.
That's okay. I mean,
that's not running away
possessions.
With it. That's
close. I do think that this will be close.
Yeah, the Rockets are, look, all of these teams right now, they're too good to not go on runs. They're all going to, did you hear the other night, there was a moment, and this was game four. Oh, no, you were there. Yeah. I wonder if you didn't hear it. There was a moment, the Warriors get off to that good start in the first quarter, and then TNT has Steve mic'd up over on the bench.
Yeah, I didn't hear this.
Okay, and Steve looks at the guys, and he goes, listen, like, because things were going well, but he goes, listen, guys, stay on the game plan. Please, no matter what, stay on the game plan. They're going to make their run. This is going, like, and I'm not quoting, but paraphrasing. He's like, this is going to be challenging at times. They're going to make their runs. I want you to trust the game plan and stay with it. He knew, like, these are the playoffs. There are a few moments. Miami stopped making a run after, like, game two in the fourth quarter.
Right.
There are moments where it goes away. But even watch Orlando play Boston or watch any Knicks Pistons game, watch the way the Clippers are playing the Nuggets, all of these, like they're going to make a run. The Warriors are not, I do not see a scenario where they go up by 25 and kick their feet up and laugh through the second half tomorrow night. Houston's not built that way. They're too good.
Yeah, and they've got too much to give and too much to lose. I'm thinking about 2022 where the Warriors had that game in game five where they lost by 39, but they were down by 50 plus, and the minutes, Klay and Steph played 25 minutes and Draymond played 22. And that allowed them to turn around in game six and come out and win. And then last night, you had, of the Warriors, you had similar minute totals from the big three. Jimmy played 25, Steph played 23, Draymond played 18. So it was a similar game to 2022 when Memphis motorboated you. And you pulled the plug in that one early. And you're able to come home a couple days later, regroup, and advance to the next round.
Steve Kerr in 5 minutes. Let's get a couple more calls in before then. Let's go to Mike in San Jose. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Yo.
How's it going, fellas?
What's up?
Hey.
So pretty much, you know, I have to agree with what you guys were saying right now on this last part with you know, the Grizzlies, that situation is kind of how I feel like as a Warriors fan for a long time and kind of seen where we've seen this team be. That's more than likely to happen. You know, you get beat up like this, then you take them back home and you motorboat them and you show everybody what it is. We all know that Steve Kerr packed it in early. But we've seen this movie before, so it really is not that surprising. Now, with Dylan Brooks, I get what you're saying. You know, like, he is like their Draymond Green, and he's always been that type of player, and I give him all the credit in the world for playing like that. I do not like him at all. You know, I personally would punch him in the face if I seen him. You know, I would if I had the chance, because he is that dirty type of dude. Now, I only feel that way because he doesn't do things while the play is happening. He's doing things after the ball is already gone. And we're talking about a good 2 or 3 seconds after, and he's taking major swipes at dude's hand. Now, there was a thing called Bounty Gate years back with the Saints and the 49ers.
Yep.
And we found out about that. So what is so different from the Saints situation and Dylan Brooks' situation when we know he's specifically doing that? It'd be different if he's blending it in to where you can't see it, but then there's the obvious ones. Now, his track record is not that well in the NBA, so why is he getting that leeway in that room with this? Because if this is Draymond doing any of it, we're not having this conversation. He's suspended for the series. So maybe you could explain to me the difference between this, that situation, and you know, from what we're seeing right here.
I tell you what, and there's kind of two situations that you compared. Mike, thank you. I think it's an interesting question. Now, the difference between Bounty Gate and Dylan Brooks is that one is football, and as you pointed out, one of them had actual bonus money attached to it. Highly illegal, led to major, major lengthy suspensions. Oh, yeah. That's at a different level. But if you're asking the question, if Draymond were doing this, would the league be reacting differently? It's funny because Dylan's got plenty of a reputation too. Didn't he lead the league in technical fouls?
Yeah, this year.
I think he did.
Yeah, he got suspended because he got over 16.
Yeah, even though Draymond's got more technicals in this series. Look, they all push the line. They all cross the line. For me, I see Dylan Brooks as somebody who is purposely trying to injure people. I don't see Draymond that way. You want to call me a homer for that? Go right ahead. But I'll buy the question, if you will, that that Draymond Green, and part of this is because of the Warriors' success. Dylan Brooks has never had that. That there are certain players who are not able to pull stuff off like this. And Draymond is one of them. And why Dylan Brooks does not have the level of eyeballs on him so far in this series, I don't know. I can't answer that. I can tell you this. I think in whatever way he's been hiding, it's over. It's over. I think the eyeballs will be on tomorrow. Well, that's one of the reasons I think the Warriors will win.
I do think the eyeballs are on him, and it's just... it's hard to look at what he does and say that it's clear-cut dirty from the referee standpoint. And, you know, what he did to GP2, yeah, GP2 is going up for a dunk. He comes in from behind, does not make a basketball play, hatchets Gary. Gary goes down and hurts his elbow, and Gary's out. That was an easy one to see, plain as the nose in your face. What he's doing with Steph, he's taking additional swipes at the thumb, whether it's on the dribble or on the closeout. It's not as easy to identify as a super dirty play.
Draymond Green was asked last night on the podium. He got into this a little bit. Steve will join us in just a couple minutes. He was asked if he noticed, and by the way, we're probably doing a disservice by saying Dylan's the only one doing this. He's not. Draymond was asked just in general, because remember, Amen Thompson is guarding Steph a lot.
Yep.
A lot. Are players on the Rockets going after Steph's thumb?
Yeah, I noticed it. I think it's pretty obvious, but it is what it is.
Okay. I noticed it. It's obvious.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Then asked, should the league be cracking down?
I'm not one to come to cry to you about what the league should do. I see enough people cry about me, and I lose respect for those people when they cry about me, so I will not allow somebody to lose respect for me over that. It's all good.
I mean,
I love the answer.
That's the answer that
I
you need to
answer.
Have, especially if you're Draymond.
Right. He can't come out and say
no.
They absolutely need to clamp down on this on the villainous Dylan Brooks. And, you know,
he's the last person in the world that should say that.
Right. And, you know, he's right. And it's not just Dylan Brooks. And I think it's the nature of competitive pro sports where you're going to try to get the edge. Now, if you're doing it way wildly outside the lines, then that becomes a different subject.
All right, let's get into this. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.